Well, Miley didn't have any time to worry. There were three more pizza make liveries to be performed right away. She was getting tired, but she whipped up those pizzas as fast as she could. Oh, and it was such a hot day. Holding hot pizzas right by your head and hopping all over What If World with them, she was really dragging her bunny feet.
Phew, I'm feeling a little overheated. But if I stop and rest, Bobby Turtlebot is surely going to win. So I must keep going and going and going.
And she kept going like she was never gonna run out of energy. She first got to Fred the dog's little doghouse. Oh, hi, Miley.
Hi, Fred. I hope you enjoyed this fantastic crust pizza.
Oh, that's a stick crust pizza. I get you're funny. I like you.
I like you too, Fred. Enjoy.
And she was off to Fairlise's little thimble house in the clouds. She had to jump super high to get there, and she used up a lot of her spare robot energy.
Phew! Bon appetit, Fairlise! I have a Neo Smolodon pizza for you!
Oh, you are so lovely. You look a little hot in this sun. Are you getting enough rest?
I am feeling awfully tired, but these pizzas aren't going to deliver themselves, so I must keep going.
And down she hopped out of the clouds, leaving Fairlise to smile and wave. Oh, then she had to get all the way to the cold mountains. And when she got to the icy fortress of the Snowkaemon, ding ding dong.
Boom.
Why did it sound just like those cannon shots? The door slowly creaked open, and she looked up to see a massive ice dragon.
Whoa!
Snarizard?
Hi, Snowkaemon. Have fun chilling with this cold zone pizza.
Pika Snoo.
And she left Pika Snoo and Snarizard with their delicious cold zones and jumped back to her house just as the sun was beginning to set. It looked like Bobby was still eating pizza ingredients. They were more than halfway gone. He had never left.
What? I definitely beat Bobby Turtlebot. I didn't fall asleep, so I must win.
She leapt for joy.
Hip hop hooray! Boom, boom, boom. What?
She turned around to see that Bobby Robot had stretched out his long tortoise neck and was firing boxed pizzas from it like it was a cannon. His robo shell had also opened up. It was a massive mechanical brick oven pizza. And there was a whole factory of pizzas he'd been shooting off in every direction all day long.
Oh no, Bobby Turtlebot definitely beat me.
Yep, I told you.
Aww.
I know how this story goes.
Hey, what gives?
I think I need a refund.
Mine tastes like turtle spit.
My pizza tastes like it's been dragged through the dirt.
Mine's still on fire.
There was a horde of angry customers marching towards Bobby Robot. Suddenly, Hal Varadi flew in with his massive red cape, swirling it about dramatically.
No, no, no refunds. No, no, no refunds. No, no, no refunds. No refunds.
No refunds? You literally blasted a pizza through my observatorium.
I think I have an idea.
What?
What if you and I team up? We can make perfect pizzas together and deliver them really fast with your turtle cannon.
Oh, and also, maybe I should turn the fire rockets just a bit down.
Yeah, those were looking extra crispy.
And so everyone put down their flaming bricks of pizzas, and Miley Rabot and Bobby Robot set about making fresh fired pizzas as fast as ever.
When the pizza hits your eye and it isn't on fire, that's a good for business.
The end. Oh man, Angela, that was so much fun.
That episode is making me really hungry. I'm definitely gonna have to have a pizza after this.
Oh man, oh yes, of course. We're on different coasts, so it's like 8:30 in the morning. And I'm still like, you know what? It's not too early for pizza. Angela, thank you. It's just always so lovely to have a new voice on my show, especially when it's someone who's really talented and has done so much work with kids. And I really admire, she's made like almost as many episodes as I have. And yet, how long has Story Spectacular been around? Can you tell us about the show?
Yeah, so I launched it October of 2017. So it hasn't even been a year yet. And we have 72 episodes completed.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you do it. This is like all consuming for me to get one story out a week. Please tell us all about Story Spectacular.
Yeah, I'm a busy bunny just like Miley. So if you really love listening to stories and songs and jokes, you can join me and listen along to Story Spectacular wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. That's awesome. I also have to give a little sneak peek. This is a robot-heavy story, and there's a reason we added on a different robot question. Do you want to give them the surprise?
It's a great surprise. Mr. Eric is going to be on my show in the upcoming season 2 of Story Spectacular. We have a really exciting collaboration in the works about a robot talent show, and I can't wait for you all to hear it.
Yeah! And there might be a robot from this show that crosses over to the world of Story Spectacular.
Well, Mr. Eric, that sounds like super beep boop and cool. What robot do you mean?
I don't know, Randall Radbot. Maybe we'll just have to wait and see.
Aw, man. Beep boop brutal.
Okay, well, bye, Randall Radbot. Thanks for randomly popping by. I don't know what that was about. Angela, thank you again so much. This was like so fun and easy, and the best stories always feel that way when you're telling them with another great storyteller.
Oh my gosh, I love getting to be part of this story today. It was so much fun. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, bye, Angela. Thank you.
Bye.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who work to add your own personal touch to everything that you do. It helps you make real connections. And I mean, I think it just makes things more enjoyable. What's something pretty normal you've done recently, but you did it in your own special way? Think about it. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.